wife said to me, "You don't smile anymore." I said, "Well, you're the one who wanted a serious relationship."
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I've been reading about the science of a smile and the benefits of turning a frown upside down. Apparently, it takes 22 of our 42 facial muscles to smile and 37 of them to frown. You want to save energy? Smile. You want to bring joy? Smile. Not always, or they'll likely lock you up, but you know what I mean. On average, women smile 62 times a day. Men, 8 times. Oh, come on, guys. Maybe we're trying to fix the world and it's busted. Kids smile about 400 times a day. Adults, 35. Where did we lose 365 smiles a day? That's 133,000 a year. There are 1,000 benefits to a smile. Here are just 7. Smiling makes you more attractive. It relieves stress, boosts your mood, reduces blood pressure, helps you project confidence and stay positive. Oh, and it helps you live longer. That's reason enough for me. Years ago, I asked my mom's close friend, Myrna, who worked for years as a switchboard operator, why she was so popular in that role. She said, "I smile on the phone. They can't see me smiling, but I'm told you can hear a smile. It changes your tone." When we started Laugh Again, I remembered Myrna's words and determined as much as possible to smile when we record. And what helps me smile? Well, let me be honest. This has been a week filled with uncertainty. Yet in the midst of it, I know God loves me. And here are 29 other things that help me smile. 1.5 inches of rain during a summer drought. A grandchild's laugh. A friend sneaking up behind me in my office and scaring the daylights out of me. I smiled once they got my heart going again. A friend's cat. Without him knowing, the cat rode in his car engine for 500 miles and lived. It's as healthy as a cat. Seeing my wife wink at me across a crowded room. Jesse, age 10, from Manitoba, makes me smile by sending me jokes. Why did the old man fall in a well? Because he didn't see that well. What else helps me smile? Puppy breath. Freshly washed sheets. Finding a pencil with an eraser that didn't smudge things. Thinking it was Thursday when it was Wednesday, I got a bonus day. A 30-minute walk with my wife to church. An on-time flight. Reading Psalm 33:18, "But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear Him, on those whose hope is in His unfailing love." What else helps me smile? Old couples holding hands. A video of our grandson Liam taking his first steps. The cashier who opened a new checkout line just for me. Remembering that God will never leave me or forsake me. Looking into the mirror and saying, "This is gonna be a good hair day." Completing a perfect parallel park. Remembering that God is in control. The evening stars and the reminder of the awesomeness of our Creator. Fixing something by smacking it. Spraying canned whipped cream straight into my grandkids' mouths. When the guy driving in front of me nudged forward at a red light so I could make a turn. When the grandchild screaming in the mall wasn't mine. Eating something past the expiry date and living. Hearing a song I hadn't heard since grade 6. A wife who dislikes cilantro but puts it in my sandwich. And behind it all is the outrageously absurd truth that a guy like me is loved and forgiven by grace through faith in a holy God. So, if you have trouble smiling, my Manitoba friend Jesse knows how to get a mouse to smile. He says, "You just say cheese."
Promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.